Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Dove, and today is going to be we're going to have a very, very special show. We're going to be talking about what's called a Matoke event, and it is a powerful spiritual transformative event that often takes place in the desert. And I will be performing and initiating and guiding this event in the Anza Borrego Desert of eastern San Diego County. And here in the studio to help me talk about this is my gifted and able apprentice and assistant in this venture, Phil Mayhew.
Hello, all.
Hey, Phil. Yeah, and we're just going to have a discussion about what a Matoke event is and what it's about, to give you a picture and an impression of what this experience entails and what it does for your spiritual understanding, your view of the world and life and reality. And so I'd like to start with just a little definition of a Matoke. Matoke is it's like a Spanish word, and it's also in reference with the Latin American Toltec tradition. Matoke means like a gathering or party or soiree, but it also means the cacophony of voices that might be in your mind, in your head, that are just going going on and on. They're ongoing voices, but they're not necessarily directed at you. It's just sort of like this swirling stream of never-ending thought and noise. So it's the noise of life. It's the noise of humanity and being and living. And so what a metote event is, it's kind of like the it's kind of paradoxical, you know, relative to the definition of a metote, in that what the metote event is that it's about quieting that voice. It's about stepping beyond that voice or transcending that that noise, the mind chatter, the soul chatter, the noise that is ongoing in one's life that is constantly distracting. So that, you know, it is the noise that engages people so they are not present with themselves. So the metote event is really about stepping beyond and stepping far beyond that meaningless noise to meet one's truth, you know, to meet one's essence that is aside and apart and beyond that confusion. So what a metote is about is, you know, there are many ways to describe it, and we'll get into it. We'll get into it and all the different impressions about what it is. But one of the key things about a metote is that it's a series of rituals and experiences that one is guided through that is designed to bring one, amongst other things, to a place and an experience where you experience the visionary and kinds of mind-altering realities and encounters and visionary experiences akin to the experience that one would have on, say, peyote or psilocybin or LSD or DMT or any of the other psychoactive agents that have been traditionally used in shamanism. But to do all of that without any of these substances, to be able to achieve those vivid visionary experiences, these mind-altering, earth-shattering, earthquake kinds of experiences in a completely natural way and through an all-night event, series of ritual and experiences and encounters and circumstances that is designed to bring a person to that place where they are able to step beyond ordinary reality and step most clearly and definitely into a non-ordinary state, and thus transcend the illusion. It brings one to a place of realizing that it is all a dream. So at the end of a metote event, and a metote event occurs all night. It happens all night into the next morning. And what happens at a metote typically is that by the next morning, one is in a state of lucid dreaming, but you're awake. And you're well aware that you are awake, and at the same time, you have this acute awareness that you are in fact dreaming, that you're in a dream state, but yet you're walking around and awake, and which is a very, very profound experience for most people, because the thing about the metote is what you get out of it, amongst many other things, is that you get a very, very clear realization that all of this reality that we commonly identify, that all of it is a dream. And you know it's a dream because you can see the place, the line, the edge where that dream, that collective agreed upon reality, that collective agreed upon dream, or that collective shared dream is knitted together. You can see where it's happening. So it's a realization that comes to you that is profoundly obvious. It's that you know in your bones, in your reality, you are able to grasp onto the truth of the dreamlike nature of reality itself. So this Metote event is very profound, and it's an event that people often still feel the shifts that occur, like psychic earthquakes of realization, perhaps even days and weeks afterward. You have this realization that you're still in the Metote, and you get a shift that reminds you that, yes, indeed, all of this is a dream, and it's still a dream. It always has been a dream. So that's like the great gift of the Metote event. And so I want to talk more and more about it, but I want to get Phil's impression of that, because Phil, you've experienced the Metote.
Yes.
You've experienced it, and you have some experience with performing ritual in the desert with
Absolutely.
Me as well. So I want you to talk a little bit about that. Give me what your impressions
are. Oh,
were.
My goodness.
Yeah.
It's quite a multifaceted subject,
mm-hmm.
if I will.
Yeah.
I would most definitely say it is a all-around robust ritual. It's not a one-sided, this is what we're doing, we're drumming all night, we're going to do Reiki all night, type of thing. It's mm-hmm. the real deal, like fully packed,
yeah.
lasts weeks after. Much longer than I personally expected. But most definitely probably the most profound ritual I've ever experienced. Mm. And I'd have to say that it permeates through the deepest parts of your soul, even aspects of yourself and possibly in different psychological areas of the mind that are so deep, they're often not touched. So you could say the echo of the Metote echoes all the way back
Then
echoes all the way forward.
Yeah. It's a very, very ancient. It's an ancient process, and they explain a little bit so that people can get like a more fully fleshed out sense of what it is.
Okay. Well, it was mostly rituals throughout the night that we were engaging in while we were going to sleep, waking up, disrupting sleep patterns to a meticulous tea, the timing, and basically creating it so that one completely, there's an aspect of yourself that the walls come down, let's just say.
Yes.
It's the walls come down and you completely open up. And once you're in that open spiritual state, the ritual really hits.
Yes.
It hits to a zone where you don't have to effort, you don't have to try, you just are, you're immersed. All of a sudden you're in some sort of spiritual stew.
That's a good way to put it.
And you can taste all the flavors.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Because the thing about the Metote event is that the essence of it, one of the key elements that makes it work is this experience of a quality of disorientation. Mm-hmm. The quality of disorientation in terms of you don't know what necessarily is going to happen next.
This is true.
And the disruption of sleeping, awake, of dreaming and non-dreaming gets kind of scrambled.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets scrambled in such a way that it causes one's natural faculty of being able to expect what is going to happen next, in life and your experience and the proceedings of what's going on. That one's capacity to anticipate what is going to happen next becomes completely exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes so exhausted that it essentially just lies down. It lies down and it kind of takes a nap. It sort of steps off the stage, so to speak, in terms of functioning, and then it then that one's faculty for anticipation of events dissolves, it's out of the picture. And what that does is something quite amazing. What it does is that puts one in a place of profound presence, meaning that the filters are gone. The filters are gone, and the things that you're seeing, no matter how outlandish, no matter how unexpected, no matter how strange or familiar or whatever, you can accept. And so it puts you in a place where you have a special capacity to see what is, in an utterly unfiltered way. You see, so it allows the cacophony of background voices and sounds and distractions to and anticipations and thoughts to kind of fall away, to release and fall away. And in that quieting of one's internal sound, internal noise, you see much more vividly what is. You accept it, and you take it in. It's kind of like the way that, in a sense, it's kind of like the way that a little tiny infant experiences things. There's a freshness and a pristine kind of perception. You see things in that utterly pristine, clear way of the way things are, and so it's that's one of the amazing, again, one of the amazing gifts of the Matote event. Let's see, did you have this kind of
I would say so.
Experience?
You know, it's very interesting in how subtle the way it works.
Uh-huh.
It's, you go from having your identity going in and out of sleep, and
you
kind of start to feel a little cranky.
Yeah.
And, you know, waking up, you start to feel like, why are you waking me up?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, it just kind of hits you. Mm-hmm. It's a very subtle thing. You kind of realize that the desert feels completely different, yet you're in the same place. And you might not even realize it until you've left that you were behind the veil.
Yes.
And there's a deep, utter subtlety in just the air, mm-hmm. and you just know you're there.
Yeah, exactly. And on a practical level, in terms of how it works or how it's structured, but what I do is I take a group of people out into the desert, and we set up camp. The place where we go is a place that is very, very rustic. You know, there are no bathrooms, there are no buildings, there's no nothing out there. So we bring everything in. We bring food, water, tent, sleeping bag, everything. And so we prepare for an all-night experience in the desert. And so we start off, once we're settled, we start off with a ritual in the afternoon. We get sort of like ritual to sort of center ourselves and get involved. And then we begin, you know, kind of the process of, talking about it, getting acquainted, getting relaxed in the space. But once we start to slip into the Matote energy, the Matote experience, the rule is that there's no speaking. So it's like quiet. It's quiet. And then everybody retires to sleep in the tent. And, once nightfall has happened. And then after a period of time, I, as the Matote master, the guide, I wake everybody up, and then we have an experience. We have a ritual experience of some sort. And then after that, we send everybody back to their tents to sleep again. And then after a period of time, we wake everyone up again. We have that another experience, completely different, absolutely different, involving whole different kinds of ritual elements and focus and everything. Then we send everybody back to sleep. And then they're awakened again. And we have yet another experience in a different part of the desert. So, and it's different, and it's yet again something that is, you know, that is profound and meaningful and transformative. I send people back to sleep again. We do it again, and we do this literally all night. And throughout the time, the fire is going constantly. There's a fire. That is the central anchor and focus. And the fire is an important element here because this is about, it's an event that is about light and dark. And so it is about bringing the light of the sun, bringing the light of spirit, the light of sun into the darkness and having that light illuminate the dream. So it's like having the sun illuminate the dream space and engaging with the dream. So it's like flipping light and dark and light, and leading people through this extraordinary experience. And the idea is that it allows, that light allows a quality of reflection throughout the process where you get to see yourself, you get to see your thoughts, you get to see yourself aside from being so caught up in yourself that you're not able to observe, that you're not able to reflect. So the Matote experience brings you to that place of this profound and deep kind of reflection. And it scrambles the whole dreaming and awake and dreaming and non-dreaming state, so that your dreams are amplified. You go to sleep, your dreams are amplified. You wake up and you have an experience that is utterly dreamlike. Then you go to sleep and you dream again and again. And so it is a profound experience that begins to speak to the core of one's being, to the core, so that you are not attached to the light, the particular light play that's hitting your senses. You get to step beyond it, and you get to experience yourself bigger than it. That who you are, the observer, the experiencer, is bigger than the light show that is in front of you. And it's quite an amazing thing. It really is kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime sort of experience. And it's one that stays with you. It's interesting because it's like the visionary experiences that are associated with the substances, the plants and such. Phil, you mentioned the subtlety. It's like the visionary experiences that is associated with the plants, with the peyote or the psilocybin or whatever. There's a toxic impact, but there's something that suppresses the body in a toxic sort of way. So it hits you. It overtakes and hits you. This is so subtle, but it activates those same centers. You see, so you're going there. You're getting the profundity, all the profundity, without toxicity. You see, so in an interesting sort of way, it separates, it decouples the toxic aspect from the visionary aspect. And I think that's what makes this kind of Matote event so wonderful, so special, so unique.
The authenticity of it too, knowing that you didn't take anything.
Exactly.
And you had the experience.
Yes.
It's a little bit of processing you got to go through after something like that.
Exactly. But that is part of the magic of it, that you didn't take anything, but it's sending you there.
Yeah.
You're going there, and you took nothing. That's
the
magic of it.
Yeah, and you know what you saw is real.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the about how, where the, this Metote process came from and everything. And I want to get into that after a little musical break here for a couple minutes. And I'll play some of my dear friend Bradley J. Smith's music, and I think it'd be very appropriate here.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're back. Yes, we're talking about the Metote event, a profound spiritual adventure in the desert. I'm your host, Michael Dove, and I'm here with Phil Mayhew, and we are really, really getting in deep about the Metote. Looking under the surface and really kind of bringing out the wonder and the mystery. But I wanted to talk about where this whole process came from, and it is quite an amazing thing. It was developed originally by Don Miguel Ruiz. You may know him as the famous author of The Four Agreements. I had a chance to kind of meet him years ago when we were both actually practitioners with the Holistic AIDS Response Program years ago. And in that time, I actually got to know his mother fairly well, Mother Sarita, who is also a famous Toltec shaman practitioner known throughout Latin America, and a very, very profound individual. And I had the distinct honor of working with her doing the energetic work of clearing of houses and blessing people. So I had that amazing experience. But I learned how to perform and lead the Metote event through some of Don Miguel Ruiz's students, not least of which is a man named Alan Hartman, and people that worked with and around him as well. So we would do, he would perform these Metote events at my house where I lived, and we had a huge piece of land and huge backyard, and so I got this kind of instruction, and we've done many Metote events there. And this was about 11, 12 years ago. And so I've been doing them, performing them, guiding people in various places, various wilderness settings over the years. And over the years, I have been able to develop and bring in new and different elements into the Metote process as a way of my own contribution to the process, the history, my own dimensions to the Metote experience. So I added some very vivid elements of theater and ritual in terms of place, and utilizing grounds and terrain in innovative ways, adding technical aspects, bringing different kinds of dramatic aspects to the Metote experience, so that it starts to deepen and intensify and heighten the vividness and the depth and the profundity of the experience, so that every shaman, when they have a technique that has been passed to them, they're obliged to develop and keep it fresh, to keep it pertinent and relevant. So I was very, very happy and honored to be able to add my bit as well. So the event in essence is that capturing of sun, capturing of light, bringing it into the darkness and into the unconscious. So it's bringing consciousness into the unconsciousness, and sort of flipping on the lights, so that it's all illuminated, so that it can be seen. The transformations that occur are such that there's often realizations that happen, that profound realizations that occur, because it facilitates an inner process of a kind of personal reflection. What's so wonderful about it, I think, is the fact that you're participating with the group, but it is utterly, utterly personal because you're silent. There's a silence, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that facilitates a completely personal, very, very intimate personal internal process. And so it kind of initiates that, gets that
yeah,
going.
It helps keep you still, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get too many rapid thoughts going. Mm-hmm. Somewhat of a stillness with the discipline of not talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really quite amazing. And essentially what it does is kind of what's called, you know, what we call sometimes clearing out the matrix of illusion.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that interestingly enough, it's like it brings on what I think of as a quality of sobriety. You're like in such a hyper-sober state.
Yeah.
That things are just like brighter. You know, brighter, more vivid. And I've talked with, you know, I've talked with people who participated in the Metote days and weeks afterward. They report that they may be doing something completely mundane. Now, just going about the regular work, regular job with the people that they know or whatnot, and then they would have this experience where it would be like this lightning bolt. Suddenly, they have this flash of realization about this dream. You know, the dream. Suddenly, they get a flash of themselves being big in consciousness. And experience a sudden transcendence, you know, a sudden transcendence, and it's like it's often sometimes referred to as an earthquake, or I think in terms of like aftershocks, it's like the Metote being this extraordinary experience, but these reverberating, as you say, Phil, echoing aftershocks that. Redefine and reshape how you fit and live and exist in your world. It's just quite it's really quite amazing. So in a sense, it's like what the Metote event is it's actually an event that begins actually long before you actually go to the desert or go to the site of the Metote, because when you decide to participate, that's kind of when the process starts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting, and that's somewhat of a subtle thing, but it's not in another way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's subtle because you aren't quite noticing it at first,
yeah.
And you don't put it together till a little later. But your life in exterior reality actually starts lining up to,
mm-hmm.
You know, change around. It's kind of like the pieces start moving a little bit. You don't quite notice. You know, you notice something's changing. You notice there's a little bit of aura of, how could I even put it, this transformation in your life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Something's coming, that
mm-hmm.
feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of don't realize it until after you process most of the Metote, and you realize, oh, there we are. That's why everything kind of changed right before I did this. And it's kind of like the universe setting you up.
Yes, 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 exactly. And what I experience, which is as the guide, as the facilitator, is that for me, it's like there's certain energies and if you will, spirits that show up and that are called by one's simple intention to engage. They know in their realm that something big is about to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be profound, and then I perceive them as beginning to gather. They gather, and it's a very very interesting experience, and it's one of those mystical kinds of experiences that even surprises me. Even though it shouldn't surprise me, it still always surprises me.
True.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. This is that.
Yeah.
And when people participate, they've not experienced it before, you know, and it takes them by surprise. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of how it works.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was your experience of it? I mean, first time.
Yeah. I would definitely say that's the case. Everything seems somewhat normal at first,
mm-hmm.
but like I said, it very subtly finds yourself on the other side.
Yeah.
It's very quickly do you just pierce that veil,
yeah.
and it does take you by surprise, but the type of elegant surprise that doesn't hit you until it's, you know,
yeah.
a little late.
Yeah. It's really quite something. And one of the ways that I describe the Metote, this event, is I describe it as high shamanic theater in the desert, but high shamanic theater.
Yeah, it's absolutely over the top, I'd definitely say.
Yeah.
Out of any ritual I've ever done, this is beats it by far.
Mm-hmm.
By far.
Yeah, and you're seeing things that you cannot explain. It doesn't, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, how is that so?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this. I'm in the middle of the desert. There's nothing out here in the middle of the night. It's 3:30 in the morning, and how did this building get here? And where did the light come? Where's the plug-in? How do you get all the lights and everything? You know, where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's so fantastic. But you're in a state where your mind accepts it. It just accepts it. It just is.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that way.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Everything's happening, but it's still quite still at the
mm-hmm.
same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually feel the desert changing throughout the night with the you know, the sounds that are going on in nature, the air,
yes.
the way that the air is moving, and when it gets still, it's very well orchestrated, and it's kind of very subtly letting you know that it's there. It's very conscious, and it's calculating itself around mm-hmm. your experience.
Precisely. It really is something that it's the kind of thing that you might read about. It's a very fabled
mm-hmm.
you know kind of experience that it's like stuff that you've heard about.
Yeah, and that's the other thing you kind of have to process on top of the other stuff you have to process. It's kind of a process Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to be doing is it's called the Day of the Dead Metote. It's Dia de los Muertos
mm-hmm.
Metote. It is going to take place Halloween night, October 31st, the night, and the next day is the beginning of the Day of the Dead. So it's going to occur in a very, very auspicious time, a very traditional auspicious time in which that veil between life and death, the seen and unseen, the conscious and unconscious, that whole veil is at its thinnest. So we're going to be like out there with this event that's coming up, October 31st, November 1st, that mm-hmm. evening. Really in that zone, engaging in a very profound experience, and it's going to be taking place in a very, very rustic area. As I said, there's no toilets, there's no there's no facilities whatsoever. It's completely safe, mm-hmm. but we're way, but we're out of, away from all of the familiar amenities. Mm-hmm. And it's an experience where I would say that it's not necessarily for everybody, but I think that that individuals in particular are called for it. It's like when they're ready for this level of transformation, this level of experience, their souls call them to this experience. And it's very in a lot of ways it's very intense. It's very 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 challenging to one's reality. Mm-hmm. It's very challenging to one's reality structure. And so one of the effects is that it restructures your reality and the set of expectations and how you think about and sit in your world. And so it's a pretty profound profound experience. As I said, it takes place October 31st through November 1st, just a single afternoon, overnight, and morning experience. And it takes place in the Anza Borrego Desert in East County, San Diego County. So it's Eastern San Diego County Desert. And that place in itself is a very, very sacred place. There are some interesting energetic spots and places there that we will be utilizing. So actually utilizing some of the vortexes and energy spots there that I know of, and so that to find out more about this event, all you have to do is go to my website, which is michaeldove.net. That's michaeldove.net, and go to the special events page. Go to the special events page. It'll tell you about the Metote, and there will be ways for you to links for you to be able to purchase tickets to it online. I like to keep the prices for my events and spiritual things very low, very accessible. And so we will be charging about $200 for this event, which is really, really good. I can't promise what the prices will be like 2 and 3 years from now, but this is a very, very good, very good deal for what it is. Would you agree?
Oh, I would definitely agree. Yeah, staying up all night.
Yeah, it's really, really something. But you'll be able to purchase tickets online and see a video actually that captures the spirit of it as well, and other information. Also, when you stay tuned, and I'll make the announcement on my website, we'll be having a special teleconference about the Metote, so that you'll be able to call in and discuss and ask questions and be able to participate in a discussion about the event. And if you've especially if you've already purchased a ticket for it or just curious about it and wants to know more and hear more, I'm going to make that a service that's available, be able to have a teleconference group discussion about the Metote event. the all the things that you will need, we will also be sending a list out to the participants about the things that they would need for their you know, for their comfort and safety and all the things that they would require to be able to participate in this event. So it's like one of those things that is a real significant shamanic experience. I think that the convergence of elements to the significance and the meaning of this metote as new consciousness is coming into the world, the kinds of ritualistic and psychic technologies, the shamanic technologies that will be utilized and engaged with in this process will be very, very important tools that will equip individuals to be able to survive and thrive and excel in the new truths, the new realities, the new circumstances that are coming forth. So if this is something that calls you, I think that you should really, really check it out. Yeah, what'd you say?
I wouldn't recommend it as someone who's experienced it and still benefits, I would definitely say. Mm-hmm. It's something that can definitely, how do I even put this, brighten your consciousness or even more crystallize your consciousness in the fact of having raw evidence of how far it can go without the use of hallucinogens or, you know, how do I even put this, without the extra help.
Yeah, exactly. It really unlocks what you can actually do.
Exactly.
It unlocks your potential in a way that can surprise and even stun you in terms of the profundity of what can come through, mm-hmm. through who you are.
And in a big sense, once you get that evidence, you get to rebuild your own reality in your waking life.
Yeah.
Because if that is so, then what else is so?
Yes. It's part of the maximum empowerment that we're always talking about here.
Indeed.
This is a very, very powerful avenue to that. And yes, and I also should mention that Phil is going to be my assistant in this metote process. And Phil is an experienced facilitator of ritual and a healing practitioner, artist, visionary, who is profound in his own right. And so you'll be hearing more about him and what he will be doing, offering, and bringing to the world and his contributions to the evolution of consciousness. So Phil Mayhew is a name that you will hear. You will hear very much in the future. Okay, and so I thank you all for listening, and I thank you, Phil, for participating.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Yeah. This is fun. This is very fun. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I want to say thank you to the Dove Radio listening audience, and. And if you like this program, please comment in the different, you know, the comment sections on the program page. And don't hesitate to check out the website, michaeldove.net, and don't hesitate to make contact with me if you feel so moved. I love hearing from the audience, and I love hearing from the fans and the helpers and from every quarter. So I want to leave with this piece of music, and it's one of my favorites from My dear friend Brad Bradley is called The Dance of Ganesh, and I feel like it's very much in keeping with the Metote spirit. So I bid you farewell and enjoy.